You're listening to New Technia. NASA's new sun-watching mission just cut solar storm warning errors tenfold. In its first real test, NASA's PUNCH mission tracked a solar eruption continuously across the inner solar system and predicted its Earth arrival time to within 30 minutes, 10 times more precise than existing forecasts. The result comes from a single case study still under peer review, not yet an operational forecasting tool. A solar storm heading for Earth used to come with a warning window as wide as 5 hours. Not much use for utilities and satellite operators trying to prepare. A new NASA mission just shrank that window to 30 minutes in its very first attempt. The 30-second summary. What happened? NASA's PUNCH mission tracked a coronal mass ejection, CME, continuously from the Sun to Earth and predicted its arrival time to within 30 minutes, presented August 4, 2026, at the Committee on Space Research Scientific Meeting. Why does it matter? CMEs that hit Earth can disrupt power grids, satellites, and communications. Better lead time gives operators more chance to protect equipment. What is the catch? This is one retrospective case study from a single event, presented at a conference and still under review at a journal, not a proven, repeatable forecasting system yet. 30 minutes. How close PUNCH's prediction came to the CME's actual arrival time, versus a roughly 5-hour margin of error for existing forecasting methods, a roughly tenfold improvement. Why does this matter? Coronal mass ejections are huge eruptions of magnetized plasma from the Sun's outer atmosphere. When a strong one hits Earth's magnetic field, it can produce dazzling auroras, but it can also induce currents that damage power transformers, disrupt satellite electronics, and degrade GPS and radio signals. Forecasters have long struggled to say exactly when a CME will arrive, because older instruments could only track roughly the first fifth of its journey from the Sun before losing sight of it. What did the researchers find? NASA's PUNCH, Polarimeter to Unify the Corona and Heliosphere, mission for small satellites launched in 2025, is built to image the Sun's corona and the surrounding solar wind continuously and in three dimensions. Scientists led by Principal Investigator Craig DeForest at the Southwest Research Institute used PUNCH's images of a CME that left the Sun on May 31, 2025, feeding its changing edge a speed and shape into a forecasting model roughly every 4 minutes. After 12 hours of tracking, the model settled on a prediction: the storm would reach Earth 8 hours later. When it actually arrived, the model's estimate was accurate to within half an hour. DeForest called it a stunning result, and researchers say the improvement comes specifically from being able to watch a CME's entire journey rather than only a narrow early slice of it. How is this different from earlier space weather tools? Before PUNCH, spacecraft could only observe the earliest stage of a CME's path, forcing forecasters to extrapolate the rest of the journey from limited data. PUNCH's four synchronized satellites act as a single wide-field instrument, imaging the corona and inner solar system as one continuous scene, which is what allowed this test to follow the eruption essentially all the way to Earth. Before we overstate the result, this is a single retrospective case study of one CME, not a validated forecasting method tested across many storms. The findings were presented at a scientific meeting and remain under peer review at the journal Space Weather. They have not yet passed formal review. PUNCH is described as a research mission, and turning this proof of concept into an operational, real-time forecasting tool for agencies like NOAA would take further engineering and validation. What happens next? The team plans to test the same approach against additional coronal mass ejections to see whether the accuracy holds up across different storm sizes and trajectories. If it does, space weather agencies could eventually fold PUNCH-style continuous imaging into routine forecasts, giving grid operators, airlines, and satellite companies a meaningfully longer lead time to brace for incoming storms. One well-tracked eruption does not make a forecasting system, but it does show what becomes possible once an instrument can watch a solar storm the whole way from the sun to our doorstep. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.